right, yeah, you got it?
Yeah, I just want to start with, before we get back to the Ritva, Heshi raised a question yesterday on the Rabbi Akiva Eger regarding the Chi of Simcha of women on Yantef. So it's interesting. After the Tshuva, after the first Simen, after Simen Aleph, you have what's called a Hosafa to Simen Aleph. I could see you look great. I also see the Miami Herald behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's from my grandparents.
The New Kingdom.
Yeah, it's for basketball.
I got you. Okay, so before we go to the Ritva, I just want to mention a follow-up to yesterday's Tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eger. If you remember, his basic point was that women are not mechuyavos in the positive mitzvah of Oneg, the mitzvah of Seisha Azman Grama, and therefore they would not be required to go back in the event that they left out Yala V'Yavo from benching on Yantif. Okay, on Shabbos, when they are mechuyavos in Oneg because of Shamar V'Zachar, so then they have no choice. The suit is an absolute requirement for them. Oneg is a requirement for them. Their benching is a chiyav, and therefore if they left out part of benching, they're lacking in a chiyav, and therefore they'd have to go back for Yala V'Yavo. Nashinkin on Yantif. So in this Hosafa, he addresses the following issue. He says, Lomi boy ledas harayvid v'hasagos, in the first parak of Hilchos Chagiga, the Kaimlan Ka'abaye, the Isha Bailo Mesamcha. Forget about that the simcha of a woman sort of comes about through her husband's actions, that he buys her nice things and the such on Yom Tov. She'al ha'bal muto ha'chiyav l'samcha, aval hi eina b'chiyav zeh. V'akesef mishnah, v'alecha mishnah sham kasur digam ha'ramam s'rilei kein. The Ramam, according to Lecha Mishnah, according to Kesef Mishnah, is of the opinion that the chiyav of the simcha for a woman really is only insofar as her husband is mechuyav to be mesamcha, to be mesameach her. But she herself is not necessarily bound to engage in acts of simcha. Ela afladas alecha mishnah. In Perek Yedalad, Halach Yedalad, Mehochos Maisa Karbonos, Bedas HaRamam, the halacha is not like Abai, but it's instead apparently like Reb Zeira. Tehi mechuyavas besimcha. There is another shita that holds that a woman is mechuyavas in simcha, but she is mechuyavas in simcha. And there are Acharonim who held that the Rambam seems to buy into that. So again, you have the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah in one place saying that the Rambam holds, like those shitas that say the chiv of Simcha is really on the man and he's chayav to be mesameach his wife. Elsewhere the Lecha Mishnah claims, even though it's both the Lecha Mishnah in both places, but also Lecha Mishnah seems to say that the Rambam holds that there is a chiyuv of simcha for a woman. Mikol makom, what does that mean? Does that mean to say that she's mechuyeves in suda? No, mikol makom haynu da asur behasper v'taynis. That just means there are certain things. Even if you want to go that route, just first of all, certainly according to the shitas that hold the whole chiyuv of simcha is in the realm of the man. Then there's nothing to talk about. Basically, even if you want to say that there is a room to say that a woman is mechuyavas in simcha, this was Heshi's question, even if you want to say that, then what? Mikol makom, that only means certain things. What does it mean? Hayinu da asur behasped v'tainis. She can't do certain things that would violate the concept of simcha, i.e., she can't engage in hasped, she can't engage in tainis. V'liya asla smecha b'shasiya sayin basar. She has to eat meat and drink wine. That has nothing to do with the obligation to eat pas. You could have basar v'yayin and still not have pas. So
the other low sasay is no has the times. I understand that's really a low sasay type of thing. Whereas to eat meat and yayin, that's more of a positive thing.
What are you asking? You're asking how could there be a sheet that holds that?
Yeah.
How could there be a sheet that holds that? That a woman is chayv in simcha of basar yayin.
In terms of that part, right. Meaning, I understand, to me, when it means you cannot have a husband, you cannot do a tainus, I understand that. But in terms of basar v'yayin and how does that work, it should be the same thing as the pas.
Yeah, see, in the footnote, the editor writes here, Chacham Echad Ha'ironi de Pesachim Daf Kuvtas Amanal Fachim B'Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Yom Tov Halach Yiches Mavur Kein Rak Gabi Anoshim, that this Chi of Abbas of Yain is only by men, and L'Gabi Anoshim Simcha Shalem B'Begadim, that their Chi of Simcha is only with Begadim. So I guess that would be less of a time issue. You know, it's Begadim just on Yom Tov.
This is why the man has to buy a woman's clothes.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. That's correct. You also say that maybe there is still a chiyuv. Still, you have your question. You'll still have your question. How come she's not exempt from that because of mitzvah saseh she'az man grama? I don't know. Offhand.
Can you explain? I don't want to say like tied to that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. That's what Ashley's asking. If in fact, as Rabbi Kivager was saying in his original tshuva that if it's own egg, then she's not coming mechuyavas because that is asei shazman groma. But over here, he's saying even if you want to say she's mechuyavas besimcha, even if you want to say that, your question notwithstanding, how could you say that? Forget about that for the moment. Even if you do say that, then it won't make a difference. Because simcha only goes so far. Simcha requires you in basar and yayin, and maybe new clothes for the woman. But it doesn't require you in pas. Pas is still going to be a function of oneg, according to this approach. And that is strictly mitzvah saseh she'azman grama, for which there is no room, according to Rabbi Kivi Eger, to mechayev women. Why? There's nothing to do with simcha. Right? What's the source? What's the mechayev for pas? Not simcha. What is it? Oneg. The hub of Shabbos like a chi of simcha. Because look at Shabbos. Look at Shabbos. On Shabbos you chayev and pas. There's no chi of simcha on Shabbos. Again, that's also debatable, but he's taking that for granted. There's no idea of simcha on Shabbos, and therefore you have to say that the source for the chi of pas comes from something other than simcha. That as a requirement of kavod Shabbos, one has to be kovei on lechem. V'hakibud va'oneg im simcha treimili ninu. It's two separate things. This Rambam in Yantav is important. Important Rambam in this discussion. The Rambam writes, shekeshem shemitzvah lechaved Shabbos ula'onga. Just like I have to be mechaved the Shabbos and experience oneg therein, kach kol yomim tovim. So too on all yomim tovim, I have to also have this idea of oneg. Shenemar likdash Hashem mechubad, v'kol yom tov nemar behem mikra kodesh. And then in halacha yedzayin, the Rambam says shiva simei haPesach, v'shmona simei haChag, im sheare yom tov, kulam asurim haspid v'tainis, v'chayev lios behem sameach v'tov leiv. The different halacha. So you have two halachas. The first halacha, the Rambam says, you're chayev to be mechabe the Shabbos ula onga, and so too Yom Tovim. And then later, the next halacha, the Rambam says, oh, there's also a chiyuv of simcha on Yom Tov. Two separate ideas. Kavod ve'oneg, halacha tazayin. Simcha, halacha yudzayin. Mashma, says Rabbi Kivager, tehem trei mili. There's two separate ideas here. Trei mili chiyuv. Kibud ve'oneg, category 1, chiyuv simcha, category 2. Umehai taima b'halacha.
So what falls under the second category of simcha then?
Basav yayin.
How come that doesn't fall under oneg?
That's a different question. Now you ask me what the difference between oneg and simcha is. Okay, that's a good question. Trey, he wants to say there's mashma d'hasam trey mili chiyuv kibud oneg v'chiyuv simcha. Umehai taima. In halacha the Rambam says yom tovim, mashma b'yom tov and not chalamayit. And halacha zayin, in halacha vav he says yamim tovim. The Rambam says yamim tovim, and then in halacha zayin the Rambam says you may pesach zayin may pesach v'chesim mecha, meaning chalamoy is included. I'm sorry again. In halacha vav the Rambam says yamim tovim to the exclusion of chalamoy, and in halacha zayin the Rambam says the chiyuv of simcha is on all 7 days of Pesach and 8 days of Chag. That's why Chaim Lachsbach, as he asked me earlier, when he's talking about Simcha, Basar and Yayin, that's even a Chalamoy din. on Chol HaMoed you have a din of Basar V'Yayin. Why? Because that's the Rambam's rule that Simcha applies on all 8 days or all 7 days. The rule of Oneg and Kavod, no, those only apply to what the Rambam calls Yamim Tovim. Yamim Tovim. So it could be said, if you just look strictly at the Rambam, it could be said that on Chol HaMoed it's appropriate to have Basar and Yayin, but not necessarily required to have bread. As opposed to Yom Tov, where you have a separate chiyuv of owning, where it would be appropriate to have bread. Imkain, nira kevan de Shabbos, the Shabbos kol achiyuv lechol pas ino mitam simcha, and Shabbos it's a din in oneg or kavod, so therefore you have to have lechem. Imkain, yishomad gam be Yom Tov midin simcha yasagi basar v'yayin. Maybe it would be enough to have basar yayin, nice clothes for your wife and so on, toys for your kids, but no pas. El de chiyuvo kimo b'shabbos, but it wasn't enough to have simcha. They also, and that's what the Rambam said, kishem shemitzel chavi shabbos la'onga, so too on Yom Tov. And an additional chiyuv. If you just had simcha on Yom Tov, you would say basar v'yayin, begadim tzivonim, klayos v'agilzim for kids. That's it. Everything that's appropriate for each individual for simcha. But the additional chiyuv of the Rambam that you also have to be ma'onga. Like on Shabbos, that now brings in the chiyuv of pas. The raya, the harivah chol moed, after yikach chiyuv simcha, mikamakom in chiyuv lechol pas. And he says, it's open halach and shulchan aruch like that. That in kuf peches, siyuv zayin, the mechaber seems to say that basar v'yayin, yes, and pas, not necessarily. The kiyuv de ein achilas pas toli b'chiyuv simcha, yeshlomer de ein nashim chayavos v'mitzvahs achilas pas b'yomtev, the havei mitzvah shazman grama. So now he says an interesting thing. Now he says, now you'll tell me that the eating of pas is not a din of simcha, but it's a din of what? Something else. That's mitzvah sasei shasman grama. So he seems to be saying that even if you'll say that women are mechuyavos in simcha, that won't mechayev them in pas, because pas stems from oneg, which is mitzvah sasei shasman grama. Now why simcha is not a mitzvah sasei shasman grama, that he doesn't say. I don't know. V'imkein hadron ludina. So we go back to where we started. That if a woman forgets yal v'yav on Yom Tov, ain't sarach lachsul avarich. What's that? You mean to begin with? It's not really a bracha. That's not a birkas mitzvah. Like. No, here we're not just talking about yal v'yav on benching.
Oh, I thought you said hello.
No.
I'm sorry.
What just happened?
He paused it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're just on my benching.
Oh, okay.
Just on my benching. Oh, okay. Ain't sarach lachsul avarich. All right, then it gets into a slightly different issue here, which probably is going to complicate things. So we'll leave that for now. But since he asked the question, I thought it was Kedai to mention that that was actually addressed over here in terms of the Chiyuv Simcha. Really, it's a two-prong answer. His answer is, first of all, most Shitas maintain that the woman's Chiyuv Simcha is only a function of the Baal, is only as a function of the Simcha of the Baal. And second of all, even if you hold that she's Mechuyavus in Simcha, the Chiyuv of Simcha does not mandate Achilas Pas. Okay, let's move on. All right, let's go back to the Ritzvah. I'd like to finish up the Ritzvah and do the Rabbeinu Yonah. Is this clear? It's an important issue. I just want to mention before we go weiter in the Ritzvah, just for the sake of being thorough, the halacha, or the question that we raised yesterday, the beginning of the Ritzvah, about the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh case where a person forgets Yalav Yavo, but says Ritzvah. Right, we're just going back to yesterday's question in the Ritva in Brachos.
Are we done with the Rabbi Akiva Eger?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that. Why did you just did you?
I just went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay, yeah, we're done with it. I thought maybe you went to get it. I felt badly. Maybe you went to actually get it. Yeah, I'm going back to Ritva from yesterday. Yeah, question. Zach, you're missing a lot of excitement over here. When are you coming to visit us? Okay, good.
I have spring break at the end of March.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you.
Hey, when are you going on vacation?
Wild spring break.
Okay. So listen to this. This is the first issue from yesterday. I just wanted to mention that there are a lot of shittas here that weigh in on this issue. It's not such a small thing. I mean, the Ritzva doesn't seem to be machriya. If you remember, when the Ritzva brings down that machlokas in the first few lines, it simply says there are shittas on both sides of the equation. Everyone's invited to take a look if you'd like. Ve'imikla rosh chodesh b'shamis, kolel v'omer borsh tenasan shabbosos rosh chadashim. Ve'imta, but if you erred, v'lo hizkir, shorosh chodesh b'shamis, u'pasach b'atov ha-meitiv, and you already entered into the area of atov ha-meitiv,
yish...
Just one, two, three, about five lines down.
Yeesh.
By the 291, Yesh Omrim.
Yeah, Yesh Omrim, okay.
So Yesh Omrim Shechozer Kimo B'Tov B'Shabbos. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You said Ritzeh, but you botched up Yalav Yavo. So now if you pass the point of no return, Yesh Omrim, some say that you go back now just like you would, just like you would had you left out Ritzeh on Shabbos. Why? To Mikol Makom Yom Zeh Nischayev B'Kach. So we explained yesterday that what that possibly means is that today is a different day. Today is a different day. It's true that on a standard Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't have to go back. But today, because of it happens to be because of Shabbos and not because of Rosh Chodesh, but today the Suda is a Chiyuv. And if the Suda is a Chiyuv, then the benching is a Chiyuv. And since the benching is a Chiyuv, everything that has to be mentioned in benching is going to be a potential moneya, right? If a person won't mention what he's supposed to mention and he'll bench, his benching will be chaser, benching will be lacking, it will be deficient, and he'll have to go back. Even though that chi of achil doesn't stem from Rosh Chodesh itself. This is a different time, this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you have chi of Suda. It's true, it doesn't come from Rosh Chodesh, it comes from Suda Shabbos. But afal pikein, now the benching is a chi of. If the benching is a chi of, then this mentioning, this haskara, i.e. the main amora of Yalav Yavo, is also a chiyuv, as opposed to the other sheet that holds no. The only time you're going to tell me that is where the chiyuv stems from the thing itself that you need to mention. So where the chiyuv doesn't stem from that thing, and that's what you left out, I'm not going to say that it's deficient. And that was the basic approach we took yesterday. So what I found interesting was, we'll just read the next sheet here, the yesh omrim, no, the kevin the chiyuv achila b'hayom ahu mishum Shabbos, lo mishum Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Hushata, ain't a chozer. Right? Again, that's all from yesterday. So I just took a quick look last night. This is from the Halacha Brura, this is Chelek Test. I think they were up to Yud Aleph already. You familiar with the Sefer Zach? It's written by Rav David Yosef, Rav Avadi's son. Sparty, yeah. That's Rav Avadi Yosef's son. Okay, this is very good. He's very thorough, and he has a lot.
Is it Teshuva?
No, it's not Teshuva. It follows the Shulchan Aruch. It goes according to the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch, the Simanim, and yeah, it's very good. So it's sort of like the Yalkut Yosef, but it, like I said, follows the actual text of the Shulchan Aruch, unlike the Yalkut Yosef, which doesn't really do that. And it's more recent, so you get a lot of the more recent Sephardi post-game, like more contemporary. This is coming out right now. This is being produced.
I wrote it down, so I have to just show my time, like a whole list of
Sephardi. Oh, I mean, this is quite extensive. There are 11 volumes of this, and it's still being printed. But
did you come up with a new psak?
A new psak?
How many songs does it have?
Is at least okay. So in this discussion, he brings down the following. He says, "Hinei hatur hevi b'shem harav Rabbi Yosef, shem lo hiskir shal rosh chodesh b'shamas rosh chodesh in pasach ba'tov meitiv ein marzino." So that's what we started with yesterday when we saw the tour, which was one of the places where this was brought down. Techiv achilu mishum Shabbos, right? Techiv achilu humishum Shabbos. Vehevi b'shem achiv Rabbi Yechiel. Does everyone remember this from yesterday? That this was the Torah's discussion?
Yeah.
And the Torah writes, I'm nota that way. Right? He brings down the machlokas and he says, my opinion, my perspective is in line with the opinion that says you do have to go back. The Yom Hushin is Chayiv Besuda shall pass. Because the day is a day now that demands pass. It's a day that demands pass. It's true that it doesn't come from the character of the day being Rosh Chodesh, but it's the day demands pass. So once the day demands pass, the benching of the day has to be a certain benching. And that's what the Prisha mentioned from the Gemara in Shabbos. And the Gemara in Shabbos said, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about the case of Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur. Do you mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah? Do you mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah? So why would you say not? Ne'ilah prayer, the last prayer of the day, which on a Shabbos you wouldn't have that. How many prayers do you normally have on Shabbos? You have, let's say, Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha by day. Shacharis, Musaf, and Mincha. You would not have an additional prayer later in the day. So the Gemara there suggests, no, this is a, I'm just paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact Lashon, Yom Sheneschayiv B'dalad Tfilos. It's a day that demands four Tfilos. Today, Shabbos Yom Kippur means Yom Kippur, but it's Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's the real Shabbos Shabboson, right? Shabbos Shabboson is Yom Kippur in general, but here you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide. So now, on a normal Shabbos, you only have to make mention of Shabbos three times during the day. Oh, says the Gemara, but today is a Yom Sheneschayiv B'dalad Tfilos. It's a day that's required to have four Tfilos. So what does that mean? It means that even though the Tfilah doesn't stem from Shabbos, it comes from Yom Kippur, this Tfilah now is a Chiv of the day. It's a Chiv of the day, and it happens to be Shabbos. You have to mention Shabbos in the fourth Tfilah. You have to mention Shabbos in the Elam. So that's the Prisha's explanation, the Prisha's, attribution to the Gemara of Shabbos to explain the position of the tour, which is also one of the shitas here mentioned in the Ritva. Right? That even though the Chiv doesn't stem from Rosh Chodesh, it's a Yom Sheneschayiv Besuda. What's the Suda? It happens to be Shabbos. It happens to be Shabbos, but in terms of the day is, quote, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so therefore it's a Yom Sheneschayiv Besuda. So if it's a Yom Sheneschayiv Besuda, now you have to make reference in the benching to whatever the day is. Day is Rosh Chodesh, day is Shabbos, you have to mention both. You left out Yalav Yalvo, normally you wouldn't have to go back, today you have to go back. That's one side. That's one side. And he brings down here, in the Birur Halacha, he says, Ube'emes Shekedivir Rabbi Yechiel, who was the brother of the tour, Shebashas Rosh Chodesh, Machzir Noso, Mishem Rosh Chodesh, Pasku Rav Mirishonim. Many Shitas held this way. Many Shitas bought into this Svara, that when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it's a Yom Sheneschayiv Besuda, even though the Suda stems from Shabbos. And he says it's Kimavur B'Chidush HaRashba Mechta Meiri Nimuki Yosef Rashbats. Many Shitas at least mention it. V'chein Pasku Haravya, the Ravya Paskin this way. The Maharach Or Zerua, that's the son of the Or Zerua. It's Rabbi Nechayim, the son of the Or Zerua. Rabbi David Avudraham. Number of Rishonim held this way. Number of Rishonim held the other way. And again, this is just more for curiosity's sake than anything else at this point. The Ra'ah Paskins like Ravina Yosef that you don't go back. The Maharami Rutenberg Paskin that you don't go back. The Mordechai Paskin that you don't go back. The Aguda that you don't go back. Hamaran Beit Yosef Bedekabayas Siim Dinaktin and Shein Machzir Noso Ke Rav Ravina Yosef. Why? And this is something that's near and dear to the Sfaradim in general and specifically to Rav Avadi. He's very concerned about this throughout his Jews. You see this? Safik Brachas Lahakel. Safik Brachas Lahakel. The Beit Yosef says, listen, there's a significant machlokas over here, and now you have a Safik. Do you go back and repeat all of benching or not? So the Beit Yosef says, we go with Kula, and we don't say you should go back, because of Safik Brachas. And that's the way Shulchan Aruch Paskins as well. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you don't go back. What's fascinating is that even though the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you don't go back, many of the classic poskim are of the opinion that you do go back in such a case. And I'll mention them in a second. So he says, the Divri Chamudos Paskins against the Shulchan Aruch. He says, the Shiori Knesset HaGadola Sheherich Lidchos Devarav V'Sha'ikar Kedev HaShulchan Aruch. So he defended the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? Ulfiya Omar Matzon and Le'od Rishonim Shepasku Kein Ayin Lahaginas V'Rodim B'Kuntras Gan HaMelech Shekasa Adir HaShulchan Aruch Sha'adayin Lo Yotza Adav Miklal Machlokes Lofi Mashanech Lugat Poskim Linyan Ne'ilah Shal Yom Kippurim Shechal B'Shabbos. That's the case we mentioned earlier. Vil Hizkir Shal Shabbos Iyam Rina De Yom Sheneschai V'Chamesh Tfilos. Oh, in that case it's Chamesh Tfilos. Sorry, I said four Tfilos. In that case, it's, well, because you have one the night before. So it's four tefillos by day and one at night. Ubedivya Shulchan Aruch mashma shenotel asaras ha'umim shechozer. It's mashma in that case. The Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that you do go back, even over here he says you don't go back. Okay, shu be'emes shekvar omdu b'zakam achronim b'kasu l'chalik b'kam ofanim. So there are some who want to distinguish between the Yom Kippur case, where it's tefillah and it's actually a chiv of the day, as opposed to benching. That might be a separate question to take up if you wanted to. Okay, I said like the Magen Avraham is mechalik between the case of the Yom Kippur and this case. If you give me a second, maybe we'll come back to that in a moment. No, I didn't say what the chalik was. I'm just saying they are mechalik. In one case, the mechaber seems to say, yeah, you do go back.
Right.
And the other case, he said, no, you definitely don't go back. Right. In the case of benching over here, he seems to be saying you don't go back. In the case of Yom Kippur Shabbos, he seems to be noted to say, yes, you do go back. So that's not so much our issue now.
Okay, yeah.
But what's interesting, I find that even though the Shulchan Aruch over here says you don't go back, Blavush, Magen Avraham, Dali Rabba, the girl, the Birka Yosef, the Shuas Yaakov, Shulchan Aruch of the Baal Tanya, the Mishneh Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, they all seem to say that you do go back. They all seem to say that you do go back. I'm sorry. They all said, sorry. They all seem to say in this case that you don't go back. That you don't go back. In our case. Was that clear, or did I confuse everybody?
I know confusing.
I confused you. I apologize. Okay. The Beis Yosef says that you don't go back because of Safek Brachos LaHakel. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. I think I may have misspoken before. And all these poskim seem to say the same thing, that you don't go back. Not undifferent to the, not different than the Shulchan Aruch. They agree with the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, I misspoke earlier. And I realize that. Now the question of why the disparity between the case of Yom Kippur and in this case, you want to come up with any ideas?
Still on the idea of if a woman should go back?
No, forget, this is just men. This is not women. This is anybody now.
We're talking about
Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Yalav Yalav, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Are you leaving, or you have a second? Can you get a Shulchan Aruch?
Which one?
It's Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim. One second. Let me tell you where it is. It's... the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Yud Beis. I think it's on this simon. It's in Kuf Pei Ches. Here's the question. This is not really manifest in the Torah in the Ritva, but it's the same case that the Ritva is talking about. The question is like this. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide. Now you have a question of benching. I said Shabbos, I said Ritzei, but I didn't say Yalav Yalav. Do I go back or not? Machlokas. The Mechaber himself is nota to say you don't go back because of Safek Brachos Lahakel. And if I'm not mistaken, all those opinions that I mentioned a moment ago are all in agreement that you don't go back. When it comes to the case of Tefillah, this is the Baal Tanya Shulchan Aruch. He called the Shulchan Aruch. But over here, just to point out, this psak of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is Kuf Bechef Yadalid. He takes a stance. Im Hizkir Shal Shabbos Velo Hizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh Velo Nizkir Ad Asher Hizkil Birchas HaTov HaMeitiv Eino Chozer LaRosh. Why? She'af She'chayev Lechol Pas. It's true, you have to eat bread today. Where does it come from? This chiyuv is only a Shabbos chiyuv, and not what? Not a Rosh Chodesh chiyuv. Aval b'Rosh Chodesh ain chiyuv haskara la'olam. You don't have to mention such a yalav yavo today. You don't really have to mention it. She yischayev l'vayich brachas hamazon l'hazkiyuv. Hareze doma l'maftir menavi b'Rosh Chodesh shachalias b'Shabbos. What happens when it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Anyone know what the maftir is?
Oh, we just had it.
Shein Maskir Shal Rosh Chodesh. No, you don't. In the Maftir? Isn't it Ubi Yom HaShavos?
Rosh Chodesh is part of what you read on Rosh Chodesh.
It won't help. The tikkun, they can get the tikkun. What? It's by heart? Is that what you said? No, I don't know by heart. I'm saying it's not going to be in the sin. In any event, on Rosh Shabbos or Chodesh, the maftir is strictly a Shabbos maftir. You mention Shabbos, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh. I want to say that's the same thing. Ho'il v'ein haftor b'Rosh Chodesh. There is no haftor in Rosh Chodesh. Right? It's only because it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Right? La'olam im hiskir shal Rosh Chodesh v'lo shal Shabbos kishe chozer l'rosh b'rkas ha'mozom tzarech l'hazkir gam shal Rosh Chodesh l'chafilo shebechol b'rkas ha'mozom tzarech l'hazkir shal Rosh Chodesh af shal einam avarech b'shal Rosh Chodesh. Aval v'Shabbos Chanukah im hiskir shal Chanukah v'lo hiskir shal Shabbos v'chozer l'rosh that's a separate issue. But as far as Shabbos Rosh Chodesh goes, what's the halacha? You do not go back. And he says it's doma lamaftir benovi b'Rosh Chodesh shachalis b'Shabbos ein maska Rosh Chodesh ho ve'ein haftorah b'Rosh Chodesh. But then he says if you said Rosh Chodesh and not Shabbos, let's say you did the reverse. Let's say it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you mentioned and you said Yalav Yalav, but not Ritzeh.
What's that?
The reverse case. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you said Yalav Yalav, but not Ritzeh.
Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, that would be bad.
That's bad. But what happens now when you go back and repeat the benching second time? Well, you have to, right, hopefully it'll be a good benching, but what must you do and what must you not do? So he says like this, in his kesher Rosh Chodesh v'lo shal Shabbos, kesher chozer Rosh Berachas Mazon, tzarech lehazger gam shal Rosh Chodesh lechadchila. Why? Shebechol Berachas Mazon, tzarech lehazger shal Rosh Chodesh. He's moda that you still should mention Yalav Yavo every time you bench. But in terms of going back, he's sort of mowed that to the other tzad a little bit, right? It's true. When you bench today, you should say Yalav Yavo. You should say Yalav Yavo. But in terms of going back to repeat, I'm only going to go back to repeat where the benching is a chiyuv, and the benching is only a chiyuv where the mechayev of the suda came from the specific component of benching that I'm in question about now.
What would hurt?
To say,
just consider how sick, because we already don't say that?
No, he's saying it wouldn't. He's saying it's good to do it.
I'm saying no.
You mean, what's the halakha to say not?
Yeah. Hafsa? Does he not need to?
I guess, yeah. You're putting something else on the bench that doesn't really belong there. Why are you sticking that in? But you say, no, you should say it. It is proper to say it.
So this is the case of somebody who forgot to say.
Yeah.
But
you said Yalav the first time.
So now he should go back and do the whole, all three parts.
Benching, Ritzei, and Yalav Yalav, yeah.
This is the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
Yeah, this is your guy.
What about the...
I mean, what other sheet to say about that case? I'm assuming everyone else agrees with that. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's a good svar. But just give me one more second, Zach. I'm with you. I didn't forget about you. I just want to mention one more thing. But in terms of the disparity between the Shabbos Yom Kippur case and davening, and the benching case, we have seemingly two different positions in the Mechaber. See, over here the Mechaber says, Shabbat Yom Kippur.
Okay.
So the first case is just Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, benching.
Right.
So there the Mechaber says, Imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, v'hizkir shal Shabbos, v'lo hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh, v'lo nizkir ad shehizkir l'hatov v'meitiv, eino chozer. You're not chozer. Comes along the Magen Avraham in this siman, Kuf Peches. Hirschman, you still with me?
I'm with you.
All right, man. Eino chozer, says the Magen Avraham. Afal gav de lo sogi de lo chapas, ni komoko mishum hai miyuto lo tiknu lachzor. Kloma dafka b'yom ha-kippurim, shechal b'shabes. Why over there do you have to go back? Shemis pal dal tfilos, belav hochi, tiknu lahazkir gam shal Shabbos. Aval lahachzir b'shvil kain, lo tiknu kivin shal olam ein machzir b'shvil Rosh Chodesh. I'll repeat that. Okay? Dafka b'yom ha-kipurim, shechal b'shabbos, shemispal dal tfilos. Because then, what I'm going to say is, you have to say dal tfilos. Inherently, there's a chiyah to say dal tfilos, or hey tfilos, however you want to look at it. The girsa really in the Gemara is dal tfilos. Right? That, regardless of what you do today, you have to daven four times. You have to say Ne'ilah, you have to say Marav, you have to say Shachris, Mincha, Mosav. Yeah, those are Chiyuvim. The day demands these tefillos. The day demands these tefillos. Right? Regardless of whether you ate or didn't eat. It's not like now you have a Chiyuv to say Yalv Yavo because you happen to have eaten for a different reason for Shabbos. Right? So now you get into the question, okay, how am I going to look at Yalv Yavo vis-a-vis my Suda? My Suda came from someplace else. No, here it's an absolute chiyuv, it's an inherent chiyuv to daven four times today. So tiknu lahatzri gam shal Shabbos. So Shabbos has to be mentioned. This is today's Shabbos. Normally when you pray on Shabbos, you have three tefillos, and you mention Shabbos in all three tefillos. Today is a different type of Shabbos. Today, at the very outset, it's a Shabbos where there's four tefillos. If there's a Shabbos where there's four tefillos, now you have to bench. I'm sorry, you have to say Yalv Yavo. You have to say Yalv Yavo. Masha Einkein, in the case of Yalav Yavo on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if it was just Rosh Chodesh, I would never have a chiyuv to make a suda. So I would never really have a chiyuv to bench. So it's only sort of accidental, he's trying to say. I think that's the distinction he's making. As in one, it's more inherent, and one, it's more accidental. And as when you look at Rosh Chodesh in abstract, there's no specific requirement to have a suda. It's only because of Shabbos that there's a chiyuv suda here. Again, the other side is no, that today is a day when and then every time you bench, you must say Yalav Yavo. It's a yom sheneschayim v'yalav yavo. See, the Prisha and the Tur, they explain the Tur, are saying that these are comparable cases. Just like by tefillah, it's a day that demands a certain amount of tefillos. Therefore, every time you mispalel today, it's a chiv to mention this thing. Comes Ne'ilah. Well, usually I only have to mention Shabbos three times. So now do I have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah? Yeah, because today is Shabbos, and today, on this Shabbos, you have a chiv to daven an extra time. So you must mention Shabbos in the extra tefillah. So the Tur and the Prisha and others want to say that that's the same argument to be made by the benching. Today is Shabbos, and therefore I have a chiyuv to eat. So every time I eat, I have to bench. And if I have to bench, I also have to mention the other aspect of the day, of Yalav Yavo, of Rosh Chodesh. Even though it doesn't stem from that chiyuv, it doesn't stem from that nature of the day. So the other side is, no, that's exactly why you don't have to mention it. Because it doesn't stem from that day. It's not a day, it's not a Yom Shenes Chayiv in the same way that by tefillah it's a Yom Shenes Chayiv. Because Yalav Yavo, i.e. Rosh Chodesh, is not a Yom Shenes Chayiv. It doesn't stem from Rosh Chodesh. It's accidental that you now are confronted with an opportunity to say Yalav Yavo. On Shabbos, Yom Kippur, there's a Chayiv. I must daven four times, I must say Shabbos each time. Right? Masha Einkein over here, they want to say that's different. Over here, it's different. On Rosh Chodesh, I never have a chiyuv to eat and bench. So my whole chiyuv here is the Shabbos chiyuv. So the Suda is a Shabbos Suda. I mean, this is really the flip side of within the machlokas by benching itself. Right? It's like the maftir on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. She'enu maska Shabbos Chodesh. That's the Magen Avraham's, you know, attempt to distinguish the two cases. He's not alone in that regard. Apparently, the Lavush also has a mahalach. The Taz over here in Sifkot and Hey also tries to distinguish. Kan pasak deloka harav Rabbeinu Yosef. And near the time of the Gam b'Yom Kippur. Lo nischayev b'ne'ilo lahazkir Shabbos el chachilo. Aval di'avad shelo hizkir Shabbos b'ne'ilo hachanami de'ino chozer b'shvil zeh. כמו שקוס את בייס יוסף עם תופרי חוף גימו. שיש מחלוקס בזה. הגוס מורחי, בסופי ברוכס להוקל, על רב רבין יוסי, ספילי גם שם דחוזר. גם שם דחוזר. כוסף אחי הרב רבי נחיל, יש חוקים בזה, וזה דייתי נוטה, meaning that you do go back. I'm sorry, that's the Rav, I guess that's the Rav Ben Yechiel. Can't pass like the local Rav Ben Yechiel. How so? Now I'm thinking Yom Kippur case. Over here, he didn't pass him like Rav Ben Yechiel. The Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, Lonis chayev ben ilah haskir Shabbos el chachila, aval diavash lo haskir Shabbos ben ilah hachanami ina chozer b'shvil zeh k'mo shekasu beis Yosef sheish machlokas b'sofik brachos lahakel avar ben yichil sfile gam sham de chozer over there by Yom Kippur. That's why the mechaber is more insistent that you do over here at sofik brachos by Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. And over there, Rav Ben Yechiel holds that you are chozer. He took that position. That's more of a technical reason than anything else. Okay, Zach, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep pushing you off.
Oh, I
mentioned no, that's a good point. You see that Ritzei is really part of the benching. It's unique to the benching. Becomes part of the benching when you have to say Ritzei, right? When on Shabbos, it's a different benching. As opposed to Yalo V'Yavo, you could see room to suggest that Yalav Yavo is, because it's almost generic. It's a haskar, right? You see, it's a type of haskar that you make in tefillah, in benching. So you could see where it might be construed as being less integrated into the benching.
Yeah,
that's a good. I think that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, let's just get through the rest of this ritva. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay. Is everyone?
I had a few questions.
Everyone has their own perspective. Everyone has their own feelings of guilt. Let's finish up the ritva. Let's finish this ritva and.
What guilt?
There's a Yiddish phrase. I don't forget exactly how it goes, but it basically means that the hat burns on the head of the thief.
Yeah.
Like you say something to somebody, and the guy speaks up, and you say, "Oh, well, I wasn't talking to you. Why you?" So you feel obviously he feels he did something not so right. So everyone feels that they on some level are. Involved in the problem. What's the saying? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Right.
So good. That's good. If that's the way everyone feels, then that's good. And everyone feels a certain achrayus.
That was if you weren't part of the solution, you're part of the mixture.
Exactly, part of the mixture. A little science humor. Nothing like a little science humor. Okay, let's pick up in the middle here of the ritva. V'hoda Omar, it's about 10 lines down. V'hoda Omar b'Rosh Chodesh, I don't want to say lane it through, but we're just going to move through it because we've seen most of this already, we've discussed it already. V'hoda Omar b'Rosh Chodesh, I'boy ochel, I'boy lo ochel, lav l'meimer de lo ochel klal. When the Gemara says over here in Maseches Brachos that if a person wants to eat, he can eat, and if he doesn't want to eat, he doesn't have to eat, on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't mean that he could go without eating anything because it's also to fast on Rosh Chodesh. And then if you want to tell me, oh, but there are cases when you can fast, like Tainus Cholom, yeah, of course you could fast because you could even fast on Shabbos. V'yimishom Tainus Cholom, ahu afilu b'Shabbos shari. So I don't need the Gemara to tell me on Rosh Chodesh that there's a special rule of Tainus Cholom, that's always permissible. It's always mutter to engage in a tainus cholom, even when I know that you have a chiyuv to eat. So Elamai, what does it mean? Elahachi kamar. Iboy achal pas, iboy lo achal pas. It means that you could get by without eating bread. And eat what instead? Elapeiros. Shein tu nacharin afil me'in shalosh. Upas, hu hamachai v'birkas hamazon. And pas is the one thing that mandates birkas hamazon. Aval b'shavs v'yom tov, lo sagidu achal pas. On Shabbos and on Yom Tov, you must have bread. Rosh Chodesh, you can get by without bread. V'yesh omrim, now the Ritva says, but there are some who say that on b'yom tovim nami lo amrin in chozer, ela b'layla rishon shal pesach, b'layla rishon shal chag. So what does this mean? So the Ritva is saying there are shitas that maintain that there is no chi of suda per se on Yom Tov. There's no chi of suda on Yom Tov. What does that mean? It means you have a chi of basar, maybe you have a chi of yayin for simcha, but there is no chi of, maybe there's no chi of oneg on Yom Tov. Maybe there are shitas that maintain there is no chi of oneg on Yom Tov, and therefore you don't need pas. Ah, what about tesvav, tesvav? Yeah, that's a separate chi of. Tesvav, tesvav, mechag ha-matzos tells you that on the first night of Sukkos you have to eat bread, and the first night of Pesach, you must eat matzah. Dehan ininu chovel amechal bahu pas. Kedamrin akotsav kavol chova. V'alfina chamisha osa mechamisha osa mechag ha-matzos. Aval bashar yomim, leka chovel amechal pas, ela harehu kirosh chodesh. V'ikaman da'amar, da'anan yom tovim kamrin on stama, u'bevada ki hechad ikah chiyuvel amechal pas b'shabes hachanam b'yom tov. Others say no, it's not only on Tesvav, Tesvav, that you have to eat pas. You have to eat pas all times on Yom Tov. V'chayav nami b'lechem mishnah kir Shabbos. U'may de kamin b'layla rishon. What's so unique about Tesvav, Tesvav then? Lav l'fuke shayamim. It's not to tell you that the rest of the days don't require pas. Ela chova midin matzah karminin. But rather, it's to teach you a detail. What's the detail? If you eat matzah ashira on the first night of Pesach,
so I don't understand how they learned that the matzah shira part out from here.
If you eat, okay.
I think matzah
shira means matzah that's enriched, not just flour and water, which you cannot be yotze the chiyuv of matzah on the first night of Pesach. So if you eat matzah shira, then what? You would not be yotze your chiyuv of matzah, but you would be yotze your chiyuv of Yom Tov. And it's funny, he uses the lashon of simchas Yom Tov now. You yotzi the chiv of simchas Yom Tov, but not yotzi the chovas matzah. So too on the first night of sukkah, if you ate outside the sukkah kazayas or kabeitza, which is achilas harai, you're not yotzi the sukkah. But what are you yotzi? Yotzi, so you yotzi Yom Tov. Yotzi a din in Yom Tov. But you're not yotzi chiv of achilas b'sukkah. So I don't know if that's learned out per se from Tesvav Tesvav. I think he means is like this. What you learn from Tesvav Tesvav is that just like there's a certain character to what you have to eat on Tesvav Nisan in order to be Yotze the Mitzvah, so too there's a certain character to the eating that has to take place on the first night of Sukkot in order to be Yotze that unique Mitzvah. But that doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv to eat that night. That's what he's trying to say. In other words, there is a chiyuv to eat that night for Yontif's sake. You must have pas on Yontif. But there's an added dimension on the first night. What's the added dimension? Oh, that's for the mitzvah of matzah. If you don't eat matzah, regular matzah, you'll be yotzei the regular standard chiyuv to eat, but you'll be lacking in the chiyuv of matzah. The same thing on Sukkot. Don't think that this mitzvah teaches you something unique about having to eat tonight, which doesn't apply the rest of Yom Tov. No, you always have to eat bread on Yom Tov. What's unique tonight? That you have to have a certain shear. And then you have to eat it in the Sukkah. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
But I still don't get the... Where does he just comes in with the matzah ashira?
I mean, the Ran mentions the same thing. Matzah ashira means some substance with which you'll be able to be yotzei chiyuv of pas, but not matzah.
Okay, so
it'll be pas on Pesach. You're kind of limited what else it could be, right? So you're saying it's pas. So you're eating bread on Yom Tov. So you're satisfying the requirement of bread on Yom Tov, but you're not satisfying the chiyuv of matzah on Pesach. That's what you learn from Tesvav Tesvav. Okay. If you maintain that there's otherwise a chiyuv to eat bread all week, right? Mm-hmm. I'm learning something unique about matzah, and then as a result, I'm learning something about sukkah. That, yeah.
Who said this most recent thing about Pesach?
This is the Ritva. This is Ikaman Damar. He's quoting another opinion. He says this is the Ra'a.
Ritva quoting Ra'a,
yeah.
Regarding the enriched matzah business.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think we saw a similar mahalach in the Ran.
The lucrative enriched
matzah. Now, what's the last bit saying? So what do we learn from the Gezeirah Shavah to Sukkah?
The same thing. Just like if you eat matzah shira on the first night, you'll be yotze your obligation to eat on the first night. You won't be yotze your obligation of eating matzah on the first night.
Yeah, so here.
So the implication is that there is a chiyuv to eat bread on the first night.
Sukkah.
Yeah. So on Pesach.
Yeah.
So too on Sukkah, that if you eat bread in such an amount and you eat it outside the Sukkah, you eat a lesser shear and you eat it outside the Sukkah, you'll be yotze the chiyuv of eating bread, but you won't satisfy the requirement of Sukkah.
But wouldn't you also be over an Isra at the same time?
No, that's why he says a shear kazayas or a kibetza. Dafka less than the, more than a kibetza.
You mean less than the kibetza?
Well, in order to be mechiv to eat in a Sukkah, you have to eat more than a kibetza. So
right,
if you just ate a kibetza, you wouldn't yet be involved
right, so
in
up to a kibetza.
Up to and including outside. A kibetza could be eaten
so
outside.
So from kazayin to kibetza, he's eaten pas.
He's eaten pas.
He's eaten outside the Sukkah.
So right, so he got the chiv of eating satisfied,
but not
the chiv of eating in the Sukkah.
Okay.
But then he ends off, he says, Chalamayit is like Rosh Chodesh. Chalamayit is Rosh Chodesh, meaning what? That according to this opinion, you don't necessarily have a chiv to eat pas on Chalamayit. And we saw that's also borne out from the Rambam. The way Rabbi Kivi Eger explained the Rambam, you have a chiyuv basar v'yayin on Chol HaMoed, but not pas.
Is there a chiyuv basar v'yayin on Rosh Chodesh?
No, I mean, we assume that it's proper, it's appropriate to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh, but not that it's a chiyuv, no. And finally, the last nekuda they make, and with this we'll conclude, the Ritva makes reference to Shita Rabbein and Tam. Shita Rabbein and Tam is that on the Shabbos, the third suda, what we call the suda shlishit, the shal shudas, does not require pas. Right? And yesh cholkim, others argue on the shita rabbeinu tam and say, no, it does, of course it needs pas like every other suda.
It's 9:15.
Ooh. All right, two more minutes. give me till 9:17. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains. The Rabbeinu Yonah explains what the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is, and in the interest of time, we'll just mention it outside. The Rabbeinu Yonah says something very interesting. Rabbeinu Yonah says that why does Rabbeinu Tam hold that the third suda does not require pas? Is because he holds that the chiyuv of pas on Shabbos comes from someplace else. He doesn't mention oneg. He says the chiyuv of pas on Shabbos comes from where? Kiddush b'makom suda. It comes from the requirement of kiddush b'makom suda. If you haven't already seen the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's good to take a look at it. It's not that long. It's just one paragraph. But he says that during the first suda, i.e. Friday night, you have a chiyuv of kiddush, so you must have kiddush b'makom suda. Shabbos morning, you have a chiyuv of kiddush, you have a kiddush b'makom suda. So both of those meals of necessity must have pas. Come shal shudas, where you don't have a chiyuv to make, you know, the Rambam's, the Shita notwithstanding, which says maybe it's proper to say Bor Piyah Gofen, Bor Piyah Gefen, as the case may be, the chiyuv per se does not exist to make kiddush at Shal Shudas. Therefore, there's no chiyuv of kiddush makam suda. Therefore, there's no need to have pas. But what do you see from here? You see that kiddush makam suda means your kiddush must come in concert with a meal, with a suda. But what you see from here is unbelievable. What you see from here, at least the way Rabbeinu Yonah understood Rabbeinu Tam, was that the chiyuv of pas on Shabbos was a function of kiddush. It's not an independent chiyuv of pas on Shabbos. It's not simcha because we know there's no simcha on Shabbos. So what is it? So Rekiv Ega took for granted it was oneg. Oneg here, oneg there, like the Rambam. This is a different shita. This shita says, maybe there is no oneg, or maybe there is oneg, but it's not the source of the chiyuv of suda. Where does it come from? It comes from someplace else. It comes from a din of kiddush. And therefore you have, this is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah explaining the Rabbanei Tzarfas, who he calls the Rabbeinu Tzarfas, who we know to be the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So for those of you that feel that we maxed out on this sugya, well, the Ritva said, we know it's the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. Rabbi Tzofos just means the French rabbis. Rabbi Natan was one of the French rabbis, one of the Balei Tosfos, one of the so-called French rabbis. Okay, so we'll stop here and bleed out tomorrow. If you haven't already started, we'll move on to the next piece of the Gemara that talks about the Hashlama. The what? Yeah, we're going back to Sukkah right now. Chaf Zayin. Oh, I'm sorry. This came up because of the Tosos in Sukkah.
Yeah, I remember. It was hard to put the phone.
Okay, so we're going back to Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph tomorrow. Have a good day. Okay, fellas, have a good day. Shkayach to everyone. Good day, fellas. Good day. Good work today. Everyone have a seat.